I'm curious what comes to mind when you hear the following names. Emily Carr. You have an image? How about this? Sir John A. Macdonald. You have an image? Okay, how about this one? Margaret Atwood. Okay, all right, one more. Terry Fox. Isn't it funny how easily a name can bring to mind all sorts of things about a person? When we hear a name, even if we don't actually know the individual personally, a description of the person comes to mind with a fair bit of detail. I think we don't even need a full name for this phenomenon to happen. Even a partial name can evoke strong memories and feelings about a person. How about this one? Gretzky. Somehow, saying a person's name seems to transport that person to stand right before you. Things they're known for, things they've said or done, can be related almost as though we know them well. Life experiences and associations with people have the power to transcend space and time and place. Names are greater than simply the identification of individuals. We often associate characteristics as well as qualities with the memories and the names that we remember. I think we all have people in our lives whose names invoked can immediately call up feelings and memories, either good or bad. Names have lasting effect. It is said that people are never truly dead until we stop saying their name. On this special day in the church year, we remember people who have touched our lives in important ways. We understand that we are always surrounded by the great cloud of witnesses, all those who have gone to be with God in the heavenly places. We understand that they are ever watching over us and continue with us on our earthly pilgrimage. They call to us from the eternal places, encouraging us to keep moving forward, keep our faith, keep enduring, keep discovering, and keep becoming. They call to us. On this Sunday, the curtain between the mortal world and the heavenly realms is parted, such that we can call back to them. When we do, we draw a little bit of them closer back here with us. The gift of themselves that they gave to us when they were here with us in their life is energized within us again. When we speak their names, they hear and they respond, and our lives are enlivened by them once again. Let's try something, shall we? Take a moment right now to think about someone who you have loved and who now reclines in the arms of the Lord. Think about that person and the gift of themselves that you received just in knowing them in the time that you spent together. Remember the person. Remember how they looked. Remember the sound of their laughter, that knowing smile. Think about the look that you two shared that silently said all that needed to be said in a moment. Remember the love. Okay, now, do you have an image? Hold on to it, and very quietly, say that person's name out loud. Dad. And just like that, that person is here with us again. They say our loved ones live on in our memories. As long as we remember them, as long as we say their names out loud, we use the gifts that they gave to us. And they can cross that threshold on days such as this to stand with us again. Every Sunday, we gather in this special place and remember with one another one whom we have shared a mutual love. And while he goes by many names, we need only use one to call his presence down to be with us, Jesus. Like the people whose names that you may have spoken or others that you might recall on All Saints Sunday, we know quite a bit about Jesus. We read his story every week. We read stories about him every week. And sometimes we even sing songs about our relationship with him. It doesn't take much to bring to the forefront of our thoughts a very detailed description of this person whose whole life was about giving us gifts of himself for our use and for our benefit. Perhaps the most clear and intentional way we call Jesus to be here with us is in the Eucharistic prayers. We remember his death, we proclaim his resurrection, and we await his coming in glory. We claim that Christ is alive and that death could not hold him. We claim this because we believe that Christ is eternal, fully divine, ergo, not subject to death as we mere mortals are. But maybe there's more to it than that. Maybe Christ is alive also because we keep calling on him. We continually pray in petition. We complain and we thank. We seek guidance and counsel. We ask for forgiveness and patience. We talk with Jesus when we're lonely or perplexed. We praise him when good things happen and cry out to him in despair when bad things happen. We don't do stuff like that when we know that there's not going to be a response. These activities are evidence that we acknowledge the presence of God in our midst. These are things we only do when we engage in real relationships with people we know will respond reciprocally. In other words, if there's life, there will be a response. Whenever we call upon God, God responds. There's a reason for that commandment that says not to use the name of God in vain. Speaking a name has an effect. Be careful when you do so. Think about that automatic response we have when we hear someone call our name. We immediately look to the source of the calling and our attention is gotten. Be careful when you call God's name. All of this may provide you with some comfort if you're grieving the death of a special person. The service for All Saints Sunday is certainly not intended to trivialize the passing of loved ones. Maybe you are able to feel the presence of someone in our remembering and naming exercise, or maybe not. The more important lesson in the activity is about the importance of creating these memories and growing our relationships with the people we have in our lives right now. We all have gifts to share with one another. Indeed, we all are gifts to one another, to be given and to be received, to enhance one another's lives, and to bring us closer to creating the kind of world that that great heavenly cloud of witnesses is cheering us on toward. They, in their eternal vantage point, know that toward which our earthly pilgrimage is taking us. When we recall those who have gone before us, we can discern the gifts they have left us in our memories. Perhaps these gifts are the qualities we really should be aspiring for. We can be the people our forebears dreamed of if we work on it. Perhaps some of those gifts are what not to do or how not to be. There's no small wisdom in learning from the mistakes of others. Either way, we have countless saints surrounding us, and while we share memories of them, they are sharing their hopes for us. Not long ago, I came across a quote from Linda Hogan, a Chickasaw writer, that speaks beautifully to what All Saints Sunday is all about. In a beautiful calligraphic script, the quote reads, "Suddenly, all my ancestors are behind me. Be still, they say. Watch and listen. You are the result of the love of thousands. I had it printed on the cover of your service leaflet so that you can take it home with you if you wish. Someday we will all stand amongst our ancestors and watch with hopeful expectation for what the next generations will do with what we are giving them today. The love of thousands is powerful. The love of Christ is powerful. If we remember nothing else of our loved ones in heaven, let us remember their love. It is this force that allows that curtain between the mortal world and the heavenly places to be parted. It is this force, love, that overcomes death. It is this love and the memory of it shared with those who have gone before us that allows us to call them back here to stand with us now. There are a few people I know who have gone to be with God in the past year. When I think of them, and I call upon their names, the characteristics of them come to mind. Characteristics like kindness and generosity, gentleness, patience, and humor. You can't tell me the world doesn't need more of that. It does. And I have a model for what that looks like. And I think you do too. All Saints Sunday reminds us that love is not subject to death. Love has the power to transcend space and time and place. It connects us with the saints who have gone before us and the saints that live alongside us right now. As we carry on in our earthly pilgrimage, all that we've received from our loved ones in the heavenly places is here to benefit us and the community around us now. Today we call upon their names, and we thank them for cheering us on now and forever. And that is the good news.